I guess the reason is because they called smoke. When Dad would kill the hogs, then we'd have a little fire under the center of the smokehouse that was built large enough to do that. Put your hams up above it and smoke your meat. I guess that's the reason it was called smokehouse. I wouldn't know why, yes, but at least it's reasonable.
Yes, ma'am. I would think
that. And we smoked our meat and it made it good. And then we had a lime barrel. Now I remember the lime barrel. Do you know what that is?
No, ma'am.
Well, Mother would soak ashes and that water then from those ashes made her lime. And then with that, and Mother saved the grease off of her dishwater. And I don't know much more saving than you can be than that. I haven't heard of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard them skinning a gnat for a grease, but then I don't think they ever did.
You heard of what?
Skinning a gnat for grease. Now, I heard of that, but I didn't see it, and I didn't know it. Don't you put that down.
Okay.
Because now we've saving enough without that. But I've heard of it. Because that was just a saying.
Yes, ma'am.
But my mother did. My mother did save the grease off of her dishwater. And she made soap. Lye soap with it. And she used this lye where she got her lye. She soaked those wood ashes, you see, at this ash bear. Soaked those and got her lye. And then she had other grease, of course, but she also saved the grease from her dishwater. She had a little jar that she put that grease in. Now that's what I call saving.
Well, talk about saving. Did you ever know of anybody who had a lot of old useless things, like maybe a broken down chair or something like that, but they wouldn't get rid of it? They'd just keep it. What did they call stuff like that? They say they had a lot of old
relics. Old relics. That's one thing. I'm crowded up here with these boxes. Now I can't get rid of something. I can't get rid of some. You've read this little article here.
Yes, ma'am.
About why I gave things to Georgia.
Yes, sir. Have you ever heard people around here use the word junk to describe?
Junk? Oh yes. Call it a lot of junk. These chairs. And I like with the fruit jars about the burglars going up in the attic. Now, they got a lot of fruit jars from up in the attic. And those fruit jars had those wire tops. They had glass and had the wire top. And if you had a colored fruit jar, you know that thing would cost you 2.5.
Is that right?
Yes, it did. And, oh, Lord, I don't know how many we did have. Because they got those things. Well, they could take them to these antique places and sell them. Lord, there's in our way. We had them just way and went up in the attic. Because we'd always can a lot.
Well, when your mother cleaned house, thing that she swept with, what did you call that? You use the
broom?
Did you ever see one that was made completely out of broom straw?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Do you ever see those around anymore?
No, I don't. No, it's vacuum now and roller brushes. Something I had tricked to polish my floors.